I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, May 3rd. Next year's proposed Quincy City budget is up by $26 million. Mayor Thomas Koch says the $372.2 million spending plan includes wage increases and increases in health care costs. The budget also includes money for 5 new police officers, new teachers, a diversity and equity liaison, building inspector, food inspector, and 4 part-time library workers. The increase also reflects increased payments for the 30-year, $475 million bond that the city issued to pay off pension obligations. City Council must now review the budget. National Grid is beginning phase 2 of an underground cable replacement project from North Quincy to the Field Street substation on the Southern Artery. 2 50-year-old electric transmission cables will be replaced over the next year and a half. The cables run under Newport Avenue to Furnacebrook Parkway to the Southern Artery to Field Street. National Grid says every effort will be made to keep traffic disruption to a minimum. The old cables will be removed once the new cables are installed. 600-plus runners helped raise $100,000 during Interfaith Social Services' 48th annual Stop the Stigma 5K Road Race that was held last Saturday. The event was held in person for the first time in 2 years, with a virtual option due to the pandemic. All the funds will go toward Interfaith's New Directions Counseling Center. Executive Director Rick Doan says the event helps break down the stigma attached to mental health issues and encourages people to seek help. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, May 3rd.